A new Office of Management and Budget memo delineates the specific roles and responsibilities for the White House Cyber Coordinator, the Homeland Security Department, and the Federal Chief Information Officer. The policy gives DHS officials oversight over all civilian agency computer networks, but even with this expanded role, DHS is going to need plenty of help. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on the memo and where the help is likely to be coming from. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Good to have you in studio. And let's start with the memo itself. How does it break out these responsibilities?
Well, let's start with OMB and the federal CIO. Vivek Kundra's office now will only be responsible for submitting the annual FISMA, Federal Information Security Management Act, report to Congress, for developing and improving the cybersecurity portions of the president's budget, and for the traditional OMB budgetary fiscal oversight of the agency's use of those funds. And they'll coordinate with the White House cybersecurity coordinator on all policy issues related to those other three responsibilities, mm-hmm. budget, FISMA, reporting, and overseeing of budget and fiscal oversight. Now, that's interesting because that's a lot different than what we've seen over the last 8 years or almost 10 years now. The cyber coordinator, on the other hand, will take over all the interagency processes for cybersecurity strategy and policy development. Again, something traditionally Vivek Kundra, the Office of E-Government and IT, has traditionally done. The White House coordinator also will oversee DHS's efforts to ensure agency compliance with FISMA and serve as the principal White House official to coordinate interagency cooperation with those DHS cybersecurity efforts, meaning there'll be the carrot, there will be the stick, they'll bring down the hammer if you don't listen to DHS. Mm-hmm. Again, a role traditionally OMB Vivek Kundra's office has played. And finally, let's talk about DHS, because that's a big changes. It will be primarily responsible for the operational aspects of cybersecurity for all systems that fall within FISMA. They got into all the U.S. code, whatever it was. I'm going to simplify it. It's basically non-national security systems, so civilian agency systems. Now, some more specifics around what DHS will do. They'll oversee the government-wide and agency-specific implementation and reporting of cybersecurity policies and guidance, oversee and assist with government-wide efforts to provide adequate risk-based and cost-effective cybersecurity. They'll also talk about FISMA compliance and developing analysis for OMB to assist with the annual report development. And they'll oversee the cybersecurity operations and incident response and provide appropriate assistance to other agencies. So this is a huge change, and it was actually signaled back in April when OMB released the 2010 FISMA guidance, which was really giving DHS a larger role in monitoring civilian agency systems.
Okay, from what I'm seeing you say, it takes some off of OMB's plate, puts a lot on DHS's plate. Do you know why OMB decided to put this out now? Because, I mean, there are a lot of bills in Congress defining cybersecurity roles. Is this for clarification or what?
Well, it does seem a bit off the memo to come out now, kind of like all of a sudden. Now, no memo is ever just written in the dark of night. This always takes a while. It's go through legal and all the good steps it has to take.
Yeah.
But in many ways, it was very quietly kind of released out. In fact, Howard Schmidt, the cyber coordinator, spoke yesterday at the FCA Washington, D.C. Cybersecurity Symposium, and he spoke for about 25 minutes and didn't even mention it. I did catch up with him after his speech to ask him why the memo came out.
Everybody interprets things differently, which is why we're looking to make sure there's clarity out there on the stuff that people need to be doing.
I also asked them the same question you posed about whether OMB is trying to get maybe ahead of Congress in some ways.
Strictly related to the work that we're looking to do with the agencies out there, just for clarification.
As you can see, he didn't really have a lot to say about the memo, why it's coming out, what's it mean. The idea that he spoke in front of an audience was packed. I mean, this is the very end of the day, and he didn't mention it. I mean, it was pretty surprising.
So he spoke for 25 minutes at AFCEA. What did he talk about?
Well, interestingly, among the things he talked about that really jived well with the entire theme of the conference, which was about partnerships and relationships and the idea here of public, private, and everyone got to kind of work more closely together. Schmidt and many other federal industry officials says there needs to be a partnership that protects both public and private sector networks.
The term private-public partnerships has been around for a number of years. I think the first major instance relative to cybersecurity was probably back in 1997 when General Marsh led the Commission for Critical Infrastructure Protection. And we talked about the role of private sector, and we talked about the role that the government had. And yet we still need to sort of smooth that out and make sure that we redefine it, that we wind up in a position where we have the ability to share information at all kinds of levels that really make a change for people. There's got to be something substantial in there. And from us in a government perspective, looking at some of the information we're getting and saying, yeah, it's easy to throw this in a box that says this is classified. But in reality, how classified is it many times? There's got to be a balance that we have to do, given the owners and operators of our critical infrastructure are so key to our success in the government side.
Now, remember, the private sector owns something like 90% of all the critical infrastructure the government uses. We're talking about the internet, we're talking about networks, we're talking about satellite systems. Mm-hmm. And obviously the private sector produces, I don't know, what's the number, 99% of all hardware and software that the government uses as well. So I think the government recognizes, and I think it's something that's happened over the last few years, that they cannot secure their networks without help, and let's be honest here, a lot of help.
Okay, so they've got some initiatives that they talked about. They talked about them yesterday at that conference?
There was a bunch detailed yesterday, and let me highlight two that seemed to have maybe some of the most potential. First, there was an information sharing partnership that currently is just for industry only, but really it's setting the table for a public-private information sharing on cyber threats. Ed Miller is the chairman of the President's National Security and Telecommunications Advisory Committee and president and CEO of Quest Communications.
We took four organizations and participated in phase three of this effort. The first one is the Information Technology ISAC, and that really is the information technology sector. We did the financial services sector, ISAC. We did the defense information exchange for the defense industrial base, and we did the communications in February of this year. The NSTAC principals agreed to proceed with a six-month trial, hands-on. Individual companies' roles, they agreed to provide resources to conduct the pilot. I'm pleased to say that we did our full launch was on April 19th. The four sectors I talked about and their submissions, their advisors, the regular collaboration, and the individual analysts that are working on this are doing well and are well underway. And we have more than 30 credentialed token holders are engaged in submitting information.
Now, the pilot will be completed in October and could be actually expanded to other industry sectors. And eventually, it will help determine what are the best ways for a public-private information sharing concept around cybersecurity threats. The second example I heard about yesterday was deals with the National Security Agency, the Defense Department, Homeland Security, and the intelligence community, as well as the defense industrial base and the telecommunications firms. It's called the Enduring Security Framework. Ann Neuberger is the special assistant to the director of NSA for the framework. She says the government is partnering with these companies as well as some of the other telecommunications firms.
The goal of working together on a set of cybersecurity issues, particularly related to the defense industrial base, there's been an increasing realization in the Department of Defense that military networks are not only those that end in .mil. There's a key reliance on private sector networks. We quote that something close to 85% of the military's logistics are transported by private sector companies, and that information is often housed in both unclassified and classified private sector networks. So the Enduring Security Framework operates at multiple levels. It operates at that CEO, very senior deputy secretary level, and then below that there's an operations group where those key chief technology officers of those companies participate. It's chaired by General Alexander and the director of research for Microsoft. And they stand up various panels to focus on particular areas of interest.
Now, the group has been working on these cyber issues since about January 2009, and the goal here is to come up with an agreement or standards about how best to address these threats together. The partnerships also are around agency to agency. Several panelists yesterday talked about DHS's role with DOD, and especially NSA. They're working very closely together, and how the Cyber Command that's just been launched in May at DOD will require DHS and really several other civilian agencies to really start to rethink about how they're working together and how they share information around cybersecurity.
Well, Jason, I just have a simple question. You have Ed Miller talking about their pilot project, and then you have this other lady talking about a framework somewhere else, and then you have a clarifying memo for three agencies. How can anyone keep track of what's going on in cybersecurity? Where's the unifying principle of how the nation's going to protect the networks in all this?
Well, it's interesting because there's actually coming out, DHS is coming out with a resiliency plan, a cybersecurity resiliency plan that's supposed to kind of bring things together a little bit better. But I think you're right to point out the fact that there are so many different activities going on. Who's really in charge or who's really coordinating all of this? And I think that's something that Howard Schmidt and his office eventually is going to have to do. And eventually, I think interesting. This memo lays out his role. It doesn't say it very specifically, but the interagency and the partnership issue has been a big deal for him for a number of the year or so he's been in office.
And Jason, if our audience wants to learn more about this, because there are a lot of moving parts to this.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, we always have our stories on federalnewsradio.com, and we have a link to that memo from the White House, mm-hmm. as well as some background information around, for instance, the NSTAT, which Ed Miller from Quest run is the president chairman of.
And it's already up.
Already up.